Warning, the following podcast does not necessarily reflect the views of AboveTopSecret.com, LLP, or the staff or membership of AboveTopSecret.com, except for one, and that's Leroy Jenkins! Hey friends, this is Magic. Yes, that's M-A-J-I-C, coming to you via the BlowTopSecret.com, a member podcast network on the infamous and incredibly popular talk feed. So anyway, figured I'd dust off the microphone again, since it's been a while, since I harangued and preached on the topic of moderating on AboveTopSecret.com, and, well, actually, BlowTopSecret.com, and politics, of course, at AboveTopSecret.com. And, you know, one of the reasons I just do these, you know, talk-only kind of podcasts is, first of all, because I'm lazy, but also because hopefully it will encourage members who might otherwise be kind of shy, you know, because they don't necessarily know how to put the music on or whatever. Hey, just grab a mic and go for it, you know? Hey, 2,500 points. Ka-ching! But anyway, getting back to the topic at hand, I wanted to talk about kind of what's going on, my personal views and stuff with regards to moderating and, you know, how all that's going. And, well, I'm still having a great time. I really enjoy the job, which may or may not be a good thing. I don't know, but at least I have fun. And I try and do a good job. You know, I'm sure that there are plenty of members who have mixed opinions about how I do it, and that's fine. That is absolutely fine. But I do my best, and I, you know, keep it under my name. You know, my philosophy in moderating is every member deserves respect. And as long as I keep that in mind, I find that I have a pretty good time moderating. And I think that as long as anyone, you know, any member, not just moderators, keeps in mind that, hey, you know, we're all ATSers and we all deserve at least that much respect for having the good taste to hang out on ATS. It's kind of the way I look at it. But anyway, while the admins are busy working on the redesign, I figure I might as well take a little time to focus on some of the other aspects of you know, the community and everything like that. You might call it Magic's Jihad, although I'm really trying not to. You know how it is with this stuff. You get ultimatums come out, and there's a flurry of activity, and then things kind of settle back down to the normal rumble. And certainly, it's hard to avoid that kind of pattern. But what I'm looking for when I'm doing, you know, when I'm focusing on moderating and the whole issue of how things are going on ATS, I'm looking for things that we can change that will continue to change, and, you know, kind of incremental changes. You know, you don't make big changes by making a sudden declaration. I mean, the big changes that happen in life happen as a result of what we do each day. So that's kind of the way I look at it and the way I like to approach the job. And I'm sure a lot of members already have heard way too many times about, you know, what I consider important. But I think it's important to pass along when talking about moderating that, you know, the big cheese, the top brass, the amigos have made it very plain to us, to the moderator staff, that when we're doing our jobs as moderators, our primary goal is always to promote candid, civil, topical discussion. We're here to promote discussion. We're not here to go around punishing people. So if we can find ways to promote discussion and do that in a positive way, that's what we want to do. I mean, and sometimes that works great. In fact, I'm very pleased with the results. However, sometimes, you know, things get negative and we have to be a little more assertive. And of course, that's what all our various little skittles and buttons and everything like that are for. The thing that, you know, looking at the whole issue of, you know, how we actually talk about things, you know, in ATS and the whole ATS community, the thing I've nailed, you know, I've if you could boil it down to one thing, the thing that I'm focusing on and what I consider to be the most important one thing that we as a community can shoot for is courtesy. And, of course, I'm going to sound like a broken record on that because that's a message that just needs to keep being repeated. And I don't mind repeating it. That's fine. And that's the theme also that I'm pushing for PTS, for politics at AboveTopSecret.com, which I think it can be a really big win in political discussion, is if we make sure that we maintain an environment that's courteous, people can talk about stuff they normally wouldn't be able to talk about. And the reason that I am so big on courtesy is that opens the door. If people are courteous, a whole bunch of other things fall into place. So that's why I really focus on that. And, you know, if you were to look at my mod stats, you know, the most warns I give out, the most bans I give out, you know, are because of courtesy issues more than any other thing. You know, it's easy, you know, it's easy for people to make mistakes. There's a lot of rules and stuff that we have about, you know, posting and quoting and things like that. And it's understandable, especially with new members, but even with older members, it's understandable that, that people will make mistakes or they'll just get lax or whatever. And that's okay. We're not out to hassle people, but when people really blow up and go off on other members and start cussing them out and posting all kinds of nasty things, that's not a mistake. I mean, yeah, okay. Everyone loses their cool now and then, but, the most common reason for me, at least, applying permanent account bans is when I look at the post history and I just see post after post after post of a member being abusive. And we can't have that. You know, no one's opinion is so good that it's worth the price of them being rude to so many other members. So, you know, that's the big thing I harp on. courtesy. And, you know, it doesn't mean necessarily, British Tea Party rules or anything like that. No, I mean, it's just common courtesy, if it were even more common. Just basic stuff like not name calling, and, you know, not making personal comments about people. And that's actually one of the things I'm looking at now. There's kind of a dovetailing. I just posted this BB&Q diatribe called Please Stay on Topic. And the two actually go together. If you're courteous, you will tend to stay on topic. You know, and courteous means not calling people names or whatever. You know, but staying on topic, that's actually kind of the goal to all this. The whole point behind being courteous is avoiding flame wars and things that digress and distract from the topic. And that's where staying on topic comes in handy, and there's a lot of overlap there. For example, you know, if you're talking about the topic and someone comes along and starts talking about you and what they think of you, well, they're not talking about the topic. So aside from not being courteous, they're off topic, which is a cardinal sin. And while, you know, it's normal for threads to have topic drift, that's fine. It happens. Sometimes you need the topic to drift a little bit in order to be able to explore all the nuances of the topic. So we try not to be too heavy-handed about that. But when we do come into a thread and say, yo, you know, people, please stay on topic, we do expect people to stay on topic. And I've been going, I've had to bring a little smack down recently in a few threads where there was a problem with that. And again, what I'm trying to illustrate here is that I'll ask. You know, I try to ask nicely and make sure that I give members plenty of fair warning before I start laying out the warrants or post-banning or anything like that. But if folks ignore the requests, well, I don't have a lot of choices. I can only ask so many times. And so so if you see me or any moderator, if you see me or any moderator in a thread saying, please stay on topic, my recommendation is go with that. Because that's usually a sign that if that doesn't help, then, trouble follows, warnings and things like that. So anyway, that's what that's all about. And I think that it is, you know, just to, you know, even though we're redesigning the site appearance, you know, and I'll tell you, it's looking pretty hot, the new ATS redesign, you know, in my view, it's just as important to have good looking, I don't know if that's the right word to use, but, you know, threads that are actually worth reading, you know, content that's actually worth reading, discussions that are, you know, fun to read, easy to follow. I mean, it's really one of the reasons, another reason why I'm so big on courtesy is that it's rude to everybody. If you call someone a name, you start getting off in the flame ward. It's not just rude to that other member. It's rude to everyone who's trying to discuss the topic. And it's also rude to people who are reading the thread. You know, and we have a lot of guests that just read threads on ATS. And it's rude to them because they're going to a thread expecting to see discussion on a topic and hopefully learn something. And then what do they see? Finger pointing, bickering, arguing, and all this stuff that they don't care about. They really don't care about our little drama games. So, we can redesign the appearance of the site, but I think it's also important at all times to place a high premium on the quality of discussion, which is really what I'm focusing on. And courtesy and topical discussion are the big things. And, you know, as we get that kind of under our belt, we want to do, you know, I think it's more important to you know, make sure that people are quoting properly, avoiding the one-liners. And again, I know there's a lot of controversy about one-liners. The main thing about one-liners is if they don't contribute anything meaningful to the discussion, then yeah, you'll probably get a one-line warn. And you might get several on the same one, depending upon how bad it is. Rows of smileys or Me Too posts, best to avoid them. You know, but sometimes a pithy one-liner will be fine. But, you know, one line at your own risk. But also things like avatars, signatures, copy and pasting, copyrights, things like that. These are all things we're going to want to make sure that we're keeping a lid on, keeping a handle on, and making sure that that you know people are complying with the terms and conditions, because these are all things that go, you know, that contribute towards a quality discussion environment. And on that note, of course, as we do this, you know, mods will be asking people to stay on topic, and of course there'll be arguments and disagreements and stuff. When a mod comes into a thread, especially, and asks people to stay on topic or issues a warning, please don't argue with them in the thread. Other members really don't care. We have a complete, the first thing to do if a mod gives you a warning or something you disagree with, send them a UTU. It's okay to ask, why did you give me the warn, or to say, should you give me the warn? It's okay to disagree on that. As long as you do it, you know, reasonably civil in accordance with the terms and conditions, you're fine. And if you don't get a satisfactory answer from that mod, by all means, submit a complaint. Complaint button's right up at the top, you know, of any page. It's very easy to do. And just say, hey, you know, I disagree with this. And then when you submit that complaint, it goes to the complaint form, and the senior staff can review it and say, okay, it's a valid complaint or not. We get both. You know, we get valid complaints. We do get valid complaints, although I'll say we also get a lot of complaints that we don't take action on. It's pretty obvious someone just needed to blow off steam or whatever, and that's okay. You know, it's okay to use complaints for that too. Just try not to get too crazy about it. And, you know, anyway, the point being is that when you do get, you know, have an issue or something with the staff, please don't make a drama issue out of it. That does not help your case, and it doesn't make things better. And also, one of the things I just wanted to touch on again, because it's a touchy subject, especially on a conspiracy site, you know, banned members and members getting banned. And I've banned quite a few accounts since I became a super mod. We don't do it unless there is clear justification under the terms and conditions. Just if anyone's wondering, there's always a good reason, and there's usually quite a few. Also, there are cases, and this is one of the things that I've been seeing a lot of lately, where you have previously banned members who were banned for good reason, and then they come back in with another account and then start doing the same thing that they were banned for in the first place. And it's kind of like, you know, we do not officially sanction members coming back after they've been banned. If we catch them, especially if it's recently, if we catch members coming back, we'll just ban them, just ban the account. However, sometimes it happens that a member will get banned and they'll come back later and they'll be cool. They'll abide under the terms and conditions. Skeptic Overlords mentioned this before in posts in BB&Q. When that happens, and if they don't give us a reason to ban them again, we usually don't care. I mean, we don't go around looking for trouble. Trouble finds its way to us. So anyway, if anyone's wondering about that, and it's pretty common lately, if you see, you know, new members getting banned, oftentimes they are returning members. And we're balancing that, you know, trying to balance that, making it easy to register, you know, and come to ATS on the one hand, while on the other hand, we do have to kind of bear in mind that some people will abuse that, you know, and we want it to be easy for people to register on ATS, because we realize that the subjects we talk about, people may not want us to know anything about them. And if you look at the current registration requirements, all you need is an email address, which can be like Hotmail, Gmail, whatever, and give us a pseudonym. We don't need to know who you are. We don't need to know where you live or anything else about you. You know, all we need is just an email address, and it can be any valid email address will do. So it doesn't have to be anything that'll give your identification away to anyone. So, and you know, that's the thing. I don't know anything actually. I mean, I don't even get to see email addresses. Even supermods cannot see member email addresses. This is the way ATS is designed, is to protect member privacy. So we value that highly, and a lot of effort has been made to protect the privacy of members. Some banned members take advantage of that to come back, and then when we find them, we ban them again. Unless they're cool and don't draw attention to themselves, in which case they're welcome, as far as I'm concerned, they're welcome to, you know, participate if they're following the terms and conditions. But that's not official policy, that's just my opinion. Anyway, running up on 15 minutes here, I figure I'd better cut it off, but I just thought I would share that. I know that there's a lot of you know, I do these, by the way, to try and take some of the mystery out of, you know, moderating. I mean, we can't talk about a lot of the stuff we do just out of respect for the privacy of members or just to keep things from turning into drama bombs and stuff like that. But it's not because we have some sinister agenda to hide. You know, we're just trying to run a discussion forum. And you know, come on, running a discussion forum that deals with conspiracies has its own special qualities. But anyway, no, we're not run by the government. We don't have anything like that. You know, people say, oh, free speech, free speech. Hey. We aren't the government. We don't, you know, we're not covered by that. You know, it's a private discussion forum. But I digress. I just wanted to pass along some of these things, and I hope everyone's having a great holiday season or Christmas season or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or whatever it is you like, you know, Saturnalia, whatever you celebrate. It's all good. So anyway, until next time, be well, friends.